This podcast is sponsored by the book, A Mostly Magnificent Memoir, by Beau Bennett, a hilarious, heartfelt glimpse into growing up in the 80s. Grab your copy at thestoryofbeau.com.
How David Bowie revolutionized 80s music and culture. Discover how David Bowie's innovation reshaped 80s music, fashion, and pop culture, making him a true icon of the decade. David Bowie's brilliant shakeup of music and culture. All right, picture this. It's the 1980s. Big hair, neon colors all over the place, and somehow everyone has a boombox glued to their shoulder. The soundtrack of that decade? Oh, you better believe David Bowie was there, twisting and turning the soundscape like some kind of musical mad scientist. Now I know what you're thinking. Bowie's a legend, sure, but what exactly made him such an innovator in the wild, often eccentric world of 80s music and culture? Grab a snack, because this story is as colorful as Bowie's own wardrobe choices during those days. First off, Bowie's innovation was all about reinvention. The guy had this magical ability to morph and reshape his image and sound with enough regularity to keep fans, critics, and even confused neighbors on their toes. In the 1980s, Bowie wasn't just resting on the glam rock laurels of the 70s. No way. He jumped headfirst into the new wave, pop, and even funk scenes, blending these styles like a DJ in training at an 80s nightclub. Visual spectacle as a musical tool. Bowie always understood that 80s music was as much about the look as the sound. Think about it. When you saw him, you weren't just listening to music. You were watching a carefully crafted 80s celebrity persona. His fashion choices alone, combined with his stage theatrics, changed what people expected from a rock star. It wasn't just about the music. It was about creating a whole otherworldly experience. Cross-genre experimentation. Bowie didn't shy away from mixing genres. In an era where 80s pop culture was exploding and artists were often boxed into neat little categories, Bowie jumped out of those boxes with styles that could be synth-heavy pop 1 minute and soulful ballads the next. His 1983 hit, Let's Dance, pretty much set the bar for what 80s music could be. Super catchy, but with an edge that kept it from being just another radio-friendly tune. Using technology creatively. While most artists were still getting used to drum machines and synthesizers, Bowie was already playing with the new tech like a kid in a candy store. He pushed the boundaries of what could be done in the studio, layering sounds, and using then-cutting-edge recording techniques, which made his records sound fresh, even when radio waves were drowning in similar-sounding tracks. And hey, let's not forget his influence outside music. Bowie's aesthetic sense spilled into fashion and 80s movies. He wasn't just a musician. He was a muse for the look of an era. Anyone who's obsessed with 1980s fashion knows the bright colors, bold silhouettes, and avant-garde glam wouldn't have been the same without him. From movies like The Labyrinth to his iconic presence in countless 80s TV shows, Bowie was everywhere, pushing style and storytelling into new territory. You know, listening back to his music now, it's hard to think of Bowie as just a singer. He was essentially a one-man revolution, changing the way the 80s, and pretty much everyone after, looked at art, identity, and speed of change. That's what made him more than a celebrity. He was a cultural chameleon, and that's the kind of legend who stays cool in any decade. So, if you want a bit more of that vibe, like a walk down memory lane with all the quirks and heart of growing up in the 80s, check out A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's a fun and heartwarming story of a kid from a small town growing up surrounded by all the madness and magic of 1980s pop culture. Whether it's 80s music, fashion, or those unforgettable 80s movies and TV shows, this memoir captures it all with warmth and nostalgia. At the end of the day, Bowie's innovation wasn't just about adapting to the times. It was about staying ahead of them, shaping what the future of music and culture would look like for decades to come. And hey, isn't that the kind of story we want to keep revisiting every now and then?